You're listening to SBS News.
A bee's ability to pollinate is vital for flowers as well as the crops we eat. But that is compromised when a bee comes into contact with the pesticide neonicotinoid. Scientists from the Imperial College London have reported that bees exposed to the chemical are only able to fly a third of the distance they usually can and stay in the air for far less time compared to unexposed bees. Ecology PhD student Daniel Kenner was one of the report authors.
So that's quite a drastic decrease in foraging sort of flight endurance, and that may then mean that when foragers go out, they either can't reach resources that they previously could, or when they go out and feed on a flower that's contaminated, they then can't make it back to the colony.
Mr. Kenner said they also found exposed bees tend to exhibit a short burst of energy at the start of their flight, before quickly wearing themselves out.
The neonicotinoid binding, it's causing that sort of rush. It stimulates neurons, so it's sort of providing that sort of rush of activity. And that potentially then leads to them not being able to fly as far, reducing their endurance.
Neonicotinoid is a class of pesticides which is absorbed by the plant rather than coating its surface. The chemicals spread to all parts of the plant and are exposed to bees through pollen. Neonicotinoid is banned in the EU because of the harm it can do to bees, but in Australia it's still widely used and readily available. The Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority says the chemical is safe and effective, and there's no evidence it's destroying bee populations here. But beekeepers such as Doug Purdy believe that should change. He's worked in the industry for 12 years and seen firsthand the deadly impact of the pesticide.
The thing with neonicotinoids is that they appear in many, many different chemicals and many different things, from things you put on your pet for fleas through to stuff you use in your garden. So maybe it should be a restriction on how it's used in the garden.
Some biologists like Sasha Mikheyev from the Australian National University say it's too early to make that call.
I think it's really important to conduct studies on Australian bees and in Australian populations because, you know, anything that happens in Europe may or may not be applicable to our bees here.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.